From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is author Soma Mae Shung Frazier. Hey, Soma.
Hey, Janae.
Soma's debut novel is Off the Books, and it's about a young limo driver named Mae. She gets a job to drive a client and his large black suitcase across the country, but the journey takes a turn when Mae finds out what's inside the suitcase. It's a mystery and a romance and all kind of other deep stuff. But right now, we're going to hear Soma's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is the great poet Tongo Ison Martin. Tongo's work focuses on issues of mass incarceration and racial injustice. He co-founded Black Freighter Press, which is an excellent publishing company. They have really great books. And in 2021, he became San Francisco's 8th Poet Laureate. Tongo has been a guest on this show. Soma, tell us more about why you like Tongo's work. He's just phenomenal.
He is phenomenal. And I feel like in the Bay Area, you can't swing a cat without hitting a poet. Right? It's true. It's true. But Tongo is like this unique combination of like nutrient-rich words and laid-back delivery. So I feel like I've read book of poems as a professor and an editor, and I really appreciate his distinct style. He's just not your average Joe on the page or the stage.
I have to go after him. I'm like, why do people do that? But you know, I was like, I can handle it. Because he is really, really great. And then shout out to him and that cute little baby girl of his, because his daughter is just adorable. So
yes,
Tongo's a cool dad. That's poet Tongo Ison Martin, and you can visit City Light's website to purchase some of his books. Your next pick is High Scores Arcade in Alameda. The arcade has about 40 games with favorites such as Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, and Mortal Kombat. And you can play any of the games as much as you want for only $10 an hour. There's also another location in Monterey. So Soma, are you a big gamer?
Well, I would say that 80s arcades like High Scores are the only place that I can beat my son still at a video game.
Okay.
Yes, that's part of why I like it, because it's a portal to the 80s. You step out of the sunlight right into that darkness, and I'm just like right back in the years when mom would drop me off at the arcade so Ms. Pac-Man could babysit me. And I'm a beast at Ms. Pac-Man now, because she was such a slow grocery shopper, my mom, that had to make those 4 tokens last. And the High Scores just brings me right back.
I've been there a number of times. Right when you walk in, it is like pitch black in there. You just see the glowing lights of the game. So it definitely does transfer you back in the 80s. So the fact that you can, for $10 an hour, you can play games as much as you want is...
Yeah.
You can't get that these days.
Right?
That's High Scores Arcade in Alameda. Your final pick is Tilden Regional Park's Botanic Garden in Berkeley. The garden is committed to the collection, growth, and preservation of California native plants. And it has plants from 10 regions, including the Pacific Rainforest and the Redwoods. And you can visit the park's website to see a schedule of when some of the plants begin to bloom. Now, Soma, you mentioned Tilden Park in your book.
I do. I couldn't leave it out.
Yes, I know. And it's such a beautiful place. And I know you live on the East Coast now, but tell us why you like coming here. What do you miss about Tilden?
I miss everything about it. It's got a carousel, a redwood grove, all the things that you mentioned. And then what I really miss are those little footbridges and the botanical garden. Because you can stare down through the water and you'll see this whole second world under there. Fish, newts, frogs, water striders, and then like late spring, early fall, like crawdads that may take you a minute to spot.
Yeah.
My kid grew up in the Bay Area. And so like for all his formative years, we would go there and just like breathe the freshest air, get away from people noise and stand still on the footbridges.
What's cool about it too is that when you go there, it does feel like you're in a different place. Mm-hmm. Like it does feel like you've escaped the Bay Area for a while. Beautiful, beautiful place. I love Tilden. That's Tilden Regional Park's Botanic Garden in Berkeley. I've been speaking with author Soma May Shang Frazier. Her book, Off the Books, is out now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.